This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour number two of the What's On Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Hennon today. Kevin Flynn keeping me company, helping us get the job done here today. Coming up in a minute, I want to tell you about a wonderful idea, not a new idea, an old idea that's starting to get a little bit of attention again. The flat tax. Yeah, tax season coming up. You got just a few days to get that all done. And the flat tax is gaining a little steam in Minnesota, of all places. Talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes. Our program today brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. Their April specials are good ones. Any size fountain drink or coffee cappuccino, 49 cents. Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99. Liquid ice energy drinks, two for $3.50. Pearson salted nut roll, three of them for $2. Tell me where you're going to find that deal. Three salted nut rolls for $2? Come on.
I love those.
Got to keep yourself hydrated even in the winter, even if you're out in western or northern or northwest North Dakota where you get all the snow. You still need to be taking in that water. They got a 28-pack of water for $3.99. Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. That's PetroServe USA. Don't forget about that 4-for-4 special. A personal size homemade pizza, two cookies baked back there in the kitchen, and a fountain drink all for $4. The 4-for-4 deal, none better than that. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Or text 701-237-1590. We'd like to hear your stories. How bad is it out there for those of you that are getting it? We've dodged the bullet here in Fargo because there is, I know, a little bit of drizzle. Had a few peaks of sunshine a minute ago. There's not a flake of snow on the ground. It looks like just kind of a cold April day, which we've had a lot of here. But we know that for many of you, this is a much, much different story. How bad is it? What are you seeing? What are the stories that you're going to be telling people for weeks or months after this? Let us know. 800-228-0550.
By the way, 22 inches reported in Velva.
That's a lot of snow.
Velva, North Dakota. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nearly 2 feet.
Yowza.
Enough said there.
That's a lot of snow up in Aggieland.
And if you are dealing with calving and lambing season, we know you might be on the tail end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just praying for you, thinking about you. You're on the farm or the ranch.
Well, how about our trucker friends as well?
Amen, brother.
They're trying to figure out how to get from A to B.
I know the moisture is a good thing. You know, it's gonna be nothing but helpful, but just sucks going through it.
Indeed. 10:09, and we're pleased to welcome to the program right now. We've been talking about the stories and situations across the state. Sergeant Wade Cadamus, the Safety and Education Officer with North Dakota Highway Patrol, giving us an update on the roads statewide. Wade, thank you for your time this morning. I guess I'll first ask you, where are you and what are things like where you're at?
Well, I'm stationed out of Bismarck here, and, you know, same across anywhere else on the western side, northern half of North Dakota, snow and wind. I mean, that is what's really causing the problems, especially for some of the road conditions out there. So,
no travel advised through much of the state. There are several of the main thoroughfares that are closed. How long before we start seeing some of these, the interstates and some of those main highways start to open again, Wade?
Well, it could be some time, and it's really all dependent on the storm. The main thing right now, you know, I know around the Bismarck area, we've seen some stuff where it's lifted a little bit, and then we started getting snow, and then the wind picked up again. You know, DOT is doing the best to try and keep up, but, you know, they're working against Mother Nature. One of the things I did want to mention, though, is you guys I talked about your trucker friends. Anytime we shut down the interstate for severe weather, we have issues with truck parking because they start piling up, and that's what they're starting to do in the Jamestown area. because the interstate's closed from Jamestown to the Montana border. So, you know, we would really like all our trucker friends to head south into South Dakota. If you're in Fargo, go on I-29 in South Dakota. If you're in Jamestown, go south on 281 into South Dakota and take I-90, you know, just skirting North Dakota. It's going to be a little while before, you know, we can clear it up so it can be safely traveled across here in the state.
Yeah, it's not just I-94, as you mentioned, Wade. You've got Highway 2 from Devil's Lake all the way over to almost the Montana border that's closed as well. Highway 52 is closed coming out of Jamestown north, but as Wade said, there's an opportunity to get south there out of Jamestown and hook up with I-90. So there are some places to go, but generally speaking, it is a really, really difficult travel situation out there. It was one of those heavy, wet snows. It's really hard to move around through that. It's hard to get rid of it. Just a difficult situation. What are you hearing from your troopers out there, Wade, about what things are like? Where is it worst right now?
Well, you know, we work in conjunction with DOT. So, I mean, anywhere that if you look at the DOT map that it's red, that's where it's the worst. It's pretty much in entire affected areas. You know, even if the plows are able to push the snow off the road, you're still going to have that compacted snow and ice that's underneath there that is hard to break up, you know, especially when you're working against the wind and the blowing snow as well that's continually piling on top of it. We just had a report here recently from the commander out of our southwest region that they were actually getting some rain east of Bismarck. So, I mean, if you start mixing in rain on top of this snow and ice, it's only going to get worse before we can try and make it better.
Yeah, nobody likes a blizzard anytime, but a January blizzard oftentimes is easier to deal with than what we get early in the season and late in the season, and that's certainly what we have today. Heavy, wet, slushy snow, a lot of it blowing hard, and as you mentioned, it can mix with rain. You get some rain either underneath or on top of it, and now you're talking about power lines and cattle and all those things that just make it a mess. So we definitely are thankful for folks at Highway Patrol and DOT and those that are out there trying to help things get along so that we can get along. Wade, any last thoughts or any comments that you want to, notes to pass along for us before we let you go?
You know, just to stay out of the off the no travel advised roadways and the closed roadways. When people do travel on those roadways, it does create hazards for everybody, including themselves, and it does pull resources. I know the patrol itself, we've had a couple instances right now where we've had to utilize some of the pre-positioned track vehicles to go out and help rescue individuals. So, you know, that stuff is there in case we need it, but, you know, we don't want to have to use it. And, you know, people just make wise choices and stay hunkered down now. So the next day and a half, we'll get through this.
Well, very good. We appreciate you, your team, and all that you do for keeping us going during these tough times and keeping us updated as well as to what's happening. Wade, thank you for the time. All the best, and God bless you and your team. Those of you in the world that you live in, the law enforcement world, mean so much to us, and I hope you know how appreciated you are, whether it's a winter storm or just the normal work that you do to keep our community safe. We appreciate you guys, and God bless you and your team for all the good work you do.
Alrighty, thank you.
You got it, Sergeant. You too. Sergeant Wade Cattermas, Safety and Education Officer with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Breaking news update here. Well, one travel update, then some breaking news. For our Canadian friends, according to Manitoba officials, Manitoba Highway 75 is closed from the U.S. border to Morris due to poor winter driving conditions. So it's not good north of the border either. Earlier today, the Red River Valley SWAT team was called out to assist the Fargo PD in a criminal investigation unit with a high-risk knock-and-announce search warrant at the 900 block of 26th Street North. And an update to that just came through a few minutes ago. The situation has been resolved, and two suspects are in custody. Identities are not known at this time. Kevin, we talk a lot about this on the program, about these no-knock warrants. Now, they've been outlawed in Minneapolis by the mayor,
yeah,
who says, yeah, let's just have the cops just get target practice at them when they go in there. But we're reminded again this morning of 24/7, 365, the good guys are hard at work.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, you look at a guy like Jacob Fry, who's the mayor of Minneapolis, and you kind of see what's, you know, where that comes from. I mean, this, he'd never been on a ride-along, I bet. I mean, just clueless as to what, why don't you just let the courts and law enforcement figure that out? Whoever they're dealing with, maybe they need not to knock. Maybe they, maybe giving that person 20 seconds is literally signing a death certificate for a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. It's, they're not, these aren't real people, but yet they're somehow in charge.
You have to think at some point, all these folks who've just gotten so bizarre in their thinking were at one time just good common sense folks, and then something happened to them along the way.
You think?
I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know. Wherever they grew up or a household that got them thinking like this in any real world scenario would be laughed out of the room, but they're not, and it's real.
How do you get to the point where you say police should not be able to knock down the door of somebody who is known felon, wanted on whatever? No, we're not going to do
deadly
that.
Deadly threat.
Yeah. I don't know.
Give them more. 20 seconds. Here we go.
Maybe you can explain it to us. Well, tax day is almost here. You got until Monday to get that check in the mail. A flat tax. Might that be the way to do taxes going forward? That's next.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Is our phone number. You can text us as well, 701-237-1590. Steve Halsterman for Scott Hennon today. Scotty back in tomorrow. The question we've been asking you today is, can you still with a clean conscience, be a fan of professional sports. Kevin and I have been talking about it a little bit. We are both guys who love sports. And on a night like last night when you had the Timberwolves playing their first postseason game in about 5 years, Twins were playing the Dodgers, Minnesota Wild are red hot. It was a fun night to have a TV and a good remote control, by the way, because you had to click back and forth a little bit. But
yeah.
I know that a lot of people are just said, I'm done. I'm absolutely done with it, not going to do it anymore, and I get it. A text comes in from Adam. He says, the NFL has been falling to the left for years, and after the announcement of racial quotas for assistant coaches, I'm now done with them. The same is true for Coke and Minute Maid products and Disney. I'll never attend another Marvel film or buy another Blu-ray, and I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Adam, I get it. I do. Not going to say anybody should feel a certain way on this one.
Yeah.
If you feel that way. Kevin and I have made peace with the fact that we use sports for our entertainment and enjoyment, and so therefore we're going to watch the teams and the games that we like.
I got a message from a text from a friend said, like you guys, I support I couldn't support the ads for the tournament. My favorite sport is baseball, and the only dumb thing they tried anything political was that the A's players that I recall, and I don't hear much from MLB players. I'll always watch my Cardinals no matter what. The NFL and the owners seem to understand that you don't turn your back on the majority of your fans. Kaepernick will never get another team.
Hmm.
That's kind of the thing. I'm not gonna. It's just what I do. It's like old dog, new tricks thing. I mean, I'm not gonna take up crochet. Okay, I'm watching basketball. I'm gonna watch. I don't have to support the advertisers and the people that you know are sponsoring this wokeness through them. But the biggest takeaway I've got in the last year and a half from sports is that they all came back around and went, whoa, that was a big mistake. We, you know, throw in the Black Lives Matter, the George Floyd thing at the Twins game, all of that. Kaepernick, letting all of that propagate. They all realized and found out who their audience is. And it's not that. We stand for the anthem. We remove our headgear. We face the flag. We do, you know, all of it. And all of a sudden this last fall, the NFL, oh, look, they're showing the anthem again and doing military tributes. But it's kind of hard. I still got that craw in my, you know.
I do, too.
Still got that little burr in my saddle over the whole thing. So.
I was at the Twins opener last week, and they've got one small sign now on the outfield wall that says, end racism. Well, who can't get behind that, for goodness sake?
Of course.
But the problem I had before when we were celebrating everything that was happening with George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement was, It felt like there was also the other half of that equation was pointing a finger at law enforcement, saying all we've got is crooked cops that are out doing target practice on black people, which the numbers don't support that, never did. And so it feels like, to your point, things have sort of settled down a little bit and people have said, okay, we felt like we said what we needed to do, but maybe we didn't mean as much as it felt like we did, and can we all just get along?
Well, that was the, you know, way the overreaction faction. They went way off the other end, and everybody just should have taken a breath. Said, "Wait a minute, how far do we want to go here? What you know, well, you know, the Colin Kaepernick thing to me was really a turning point. It's like not only did he do that, they kept the camera on him the whole time. You know, and that alone, the director in that truck at that moment should have been, get the camera off that idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we paid attention to him because it was controversial.
Yeah. Well,
we
can give people a break. We can cheer for anybody, but let's not do something as foolish as saying it has to come at the expense of law enforcement and good, hardworking men and women who want to make a difference in the community.
Period.
Yeah. So.
And to say that police and law enforcement, first of all, in the majority of our cities, police departments are made up more of minority officers than they are of white officers.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Apparently they're racist too. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Now what?
Now what?
You know?
1-800-228-0550 if you want to weigh in on that. Can you still be a fan of professional sports, or are you just done with it? Let us know. I also want to talk about the flat tax for a minute, because I think this is a wonderful idea that should be talked about a lot more than it is. First, I want to tell you about Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We got a hot tub from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And one of the best things we've ever put into our home, our backyard, our patio there, basically it's a wellness factory. It boosts your body temperature up. That's good for fighting off all these things. Your immune system might need help from time to time. And think about this, folks. We're at a time of enormous amounts of media coverage, everything else about COVID. If your immune system is better, you'll be better if you're focused on getting your immune system better to fight off whatever the bugs that are out there. A sauna does it. Hot tubs do it. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Your wellness is worth it. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too.com. All right. Fred is in Wing, and Fred wants to get in on the conversation. Good morning, Fred. What are your thoughts? Can you still be a fan of the professional sports teams?
Hello, Steve, Kevin. Thanks for doing a good job there today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling.
Yes. Now, I watched a Timberwolves game last night, probably because it's storming so bad I couldn't even do anything else. But
had to watch something. Yeah.
My sons were here, and we watched it together. So that was kind of nice. And I tell you, it was good seeing that young Timberwolves team there. They're pretty good. And there wasn't a lot of controversial things happening. But in the world of newscasting, where you guys are, DirecTV has taken off One America News, which I just missed that. It's probably why I was watching the game last night. Because One America News is just a great deal talking about the illegals being dumped off in Washington and stuff. Missed the whole thing last night. But anyway, so I'm mad at DirecTV about that. And they're boycotting me. They don't want to have that on it because they said they reported bad news. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people boycotting a lot of things. And it's Holy Week.
Yes, sir.
And I would like to say something that people should maybe pay a little attention to during Holy Week. That's good if you want to watch some games, but there is Jesus drove in last week on a rode in on a donkey last week. Then he preached everything we need to know probably during Holy Week in the temple. And then at the end of it, the last thing he did was he told his disciples, I'm going away, buy a gun. So from the cult to buying that gun, I call it a gun, it was a sword back then. From the cult to the sword is 3.5 pages in my Bible. Mm-hmm. I think that we all during Holy Week should read that 3.5 to 4 pages about what Jesus told us before he died.
I love it, Fred. Great advice. Yeah, and I'm embarrassed that I made it this far into the show without wishing everybody a happy Holy Week. You're right. Easter week is a special time, and there's a lot going on in the world that can get you depressed, but God is still on the throne, and what he did on this Easter week, so long ago, to be able to give us that connection with him is something none of us should take for granted. Because of that, there's hope, man, and there's peace and there's joy, no matter how crazy the world gets.
Hey, Fred, too, you can go to the OAN website, and if you just click where to watch, you can it's OANN.com, but you can click right there, watch on any device. So their app is really awesome.
When we come back, why does the flat tax not make more sense to more people? We're going to talk about that when we come back next on What's on Your Mind.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bus from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning, transporting dozens of illegal immigrants as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's new plan to counter federal immigration policies. The bus came from the Del Rio sector in Texas. In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Gateway Building Systems, they do it all. When you're talking about the storage for the important things for you on the farm, commercial ag buildings, bins, farms, seed treatment, they work with grain elevator operators, corporate organizations throughout the upper Midwest, bringing you the best in in-house crews for steel, concrete, millwright construction. Their seed treatment solutions systems are amazing. From the sale to the installed and maintenance Gateway, they cover it all. And they've got a great reputation as a design-build contractor that holds experience, quality, reliability, and safety above all other considerations. If you need a place to put that crop, Gateway Building Systems, gatewaybuilding.com. It's 10:33 here on the What's On Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Hennon. Scotty, a little under the weather today. Nothing big. He'll be back in tomorrow. 800-228-0550. Brady, hang on just a minute, and we'll get you in talking about the flat tax. I wanted to hit this a little bit because I am still amazed at how many people just cannot think for themselves. Kevin, you and I have talked about this a lot. Like, critical thinking is a skill that just nobody seems to have anymore. And you hear this all the time. That the wealthy, the people who are doing well in this world, they need to pay their fair share.
Oh, please.
They've got to pay their fair share. And I think to myself, okay, let's do the math genius.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Is that not allowed here?
No doing any math.
Oh.
There's no doing any math when you have this conversation. I've been saying that forever. The leftists never do the math.
And if of course not. Logic and reason don't help.
We talked about this last year, I think, a number of times. If you just put pen to paper and get a calculator, well, let's do the math.
Let's do the math. So, you know, tax time coming up. The flat tax is kind of coming around a little bit, and I want to talk about that in a minute. But let me set this up here. Like Kevin said, if you get somebody that makes $1 million a year, like I'm probably never going to make $1 million, but I'd like to live in a country where I think maybe it's possible someday.
Mm-hmm.
If things happen right, I'd like to feel like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well.
So let's say a guy makes $1 million or a woman makes $1 million if you want to be upset about me saying a guy, whatever. $1 million, and let's say you're paying a 15% tax bracket. It's $150,000. Okay, let's compare that to a family making $100,000. Maybe mom and dad both work and they make $100,000. Well, that number's a little bit different, right? You got $1,500 there instead of $115,000. So, okay. So if that's the situation there, is the wealthy person not paying their fair share? They're paying 10 times more at the same tax rate. But that's not enough for Nancy Pelosi and her buddies. They want the wealthy to pay 60, 70. AOC's up for like a 75% tax bracket. That's what she'd like to see in there. The thing is, the wealthy person doesn't pay 15%. They pay 38, 37, whatever the last number is. They changed it not too long ago. And yet this is not fair share enough. And again, it's a question of what kind of country do you want to live in? The reason people are hiking hundreds of miles through the Mexican wilderness and risking everything they have is because they see this land of milk and honey, not a land of oppression. So when you start doing that kind of math, you say flat tax makes a lot of sense. Well, the flat tax is actually gaining some steam, making the rounds in Minnesota. It's being discussed in the state legislature. It's simple. It's fair. How many pages are in the tax code? Like 200 and some?
Tens of thousands. I don't know. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty fair. You ask me, you make more, you get taxed more. You make less, you get taxed less. Georgia just went to it. About 95% of taxpayers will see a reduction in their taxes. State of Minnesota, where I saw the story come out of, has the sixth highest tax rate for the top income bracket. As you all know, that's why Governor Walz is sitting there with all this money to hand out, because they tax you too much to start with. And they want to make it seem like the government's being charitable to give you a penny back because they took too many of your $100 bills.
Well, the flat tax has been around. I mean, Ron Paul, remember Herman Cain, who passed away. Mm-hmm. Herman Cain, when he was running, he had a 999 plan, 9 corporate, 9 individual, and then 9 inheritance, I think was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to make a lot of sense. You know, when you realize, you know, how, you know, those that can manipulate the tax code and the tax laws, this kind of levels the field, you know, in a perfect world, you know.
Steve Forbes has pitched this a number of times. Yep, Rick Perry, yep. Newt Gingrich. A lot of people have put the flat tax at the center of their campaign. Rand Paul ran it out 5-6 years or so ago. Tell me logically, with a rational brain, the good mind the good Lord gave you to think through, tell me how that's not fair. That the person making $1 million is paying $150,000. The person making $100,000 is paying $1,500. Tell me how that's not fair. I don't think you can. Yet there are people that think even a 39% tax bracket's not high enough.
But this is all in a perfect world. This is all assuming you could implement this, you know, perfectly, and you know those that didn't want to pay that or whatever wouldn't run their money to Switzerland or the Caymans or wherever, you know. And that's part of, you know, tax the rich. They need to pay their fair share. Well, first of all, the top 1% pay, what, 90% of the taxes in this country?
Yeah, it's big. I don't know what the number is.
It's right in there. Mm-hmm. But the math I did was they wanted, you know, corporate profits, these corporate people. Well, if you add up the top, I think it was 20 corporations from Intel to Ford to Walmart, the profit number is about 70 to 90 billion. And this government spends trillions of dollars. And I think what they came up with, there's a YouTube video, it says Eat the Rich. Mm. And they went through all the numbers. And literally, if you took every boat, yacht, house, retirement account, every dime from the top 10%, you'd fund the federal government for about 28 days.
Hmm. Well, this is, of course, the lie about the Green New Deal.
Right.
Is that,
exactly.
Well, it's just the rich people that are going to pay for this.
Not at all.
If we do all this stuff that we need to do, what is it, $300 trillion to do what AOC wants to do?
Yep.
And the planes and the cows demolish every building built before 1980.
Yeah.
It's something like $300 trillion. I forget what the number is. You think that Sam Walton is going to be able to write a check for that without it coming down to every single person? It's just tomfoolery. It's all emotional. There's very little logic there. All right, Brady's been hanging on for a while here. He wants to talk about the flat tax. Brady, good morning.
Yeah, buenos dias, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing well.
How's Vegas?
Vegas, the dust has cleared out. It's about 45 degrees, but we've had 2 days of winds, which has probably now reached you guys up in Montana. You're going to get snowpocalypse has probably arrived.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, it definitely has in western North Dakota. We've been lucky here in the southern Red River Valley. We won't rub it into our friends out west who are struggling with it. What do you got to say about the flat tax? What needs to be said here?
Okay, I'm a big fan of the flat tax, but hear me out on this one. All the money that is wired back into Mexico and out of the United States, that's where we need to concentrate on and put a minimum 25% tax on that. Also, I want to bring back the burrito tax because all these illegals coming over, we could use a burrito tax to pay for the wall and finally finish it.
How are you going to tax them?
A burrito tax. Every time you buy a carne asada burrito here in the valley, it goes to the wall. 30% tariff on all burritos here in Las Vegas.
Well, I'm all about buying a burrito. I don't know that I want to see my tax on that burrito going to something else. It feels like there's already enough government spending going on that we could actually take care of something like securing, I don't know, our borders. Maybe that would be a better way to spend it than whatever else we're spending this money on, which is supposed to be COVID relief, but really is something else. All right, Brady, thanks.
Wait, one more thing before I go.
Quick then.
I got a lesson in Latin today. What does coronavirus in Latin equal?
I don't know.
No idea.
Snake cobra, king cobra venom. And that's what's in COVID-19. We've been fooled. It's actually snake venom that was put into the water supply to mimic a lung and respiratory condition. Look it up. It's breaking news as of yesterday.
Interesting.
Had not heard that.
Nothing would surprise me. Nothing of any of this, this.
That would surprise me.
This whole thing, well, maybe a little.
That would surprise
me. But maybe about that much. Oh, really?
Well, there's weird. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure someone is out there trying to figure out how it can be done.
Yeah.
Because there's always weird people out there figuring out what can be done. All right, 800-228-0550. You can text us 701-237-1590. Flat tax, yay or nay? Do you like it? Do you not? What am I missing? We should have John Godfrey on and talk about this a little bit. See if he can poke a hole in it doesn't work.
That's what I'm trying to bring up. I'm trying to think of the arguments against it over the years. You know, people that, how, like, go to your point about, tell me how this isn't fair and this isn't level for everybody then. And you make, $40,000 a year, you make $400,000 a year, you're still paying what you're paying.
Well, I know a lot of the flat tax plans have still included some kind of deduction system for housing, charitable giving.
Yep.
So that would be one thing. If it's a flat tax, is there deductions off of that? Or it seems like you should still have that. Like, there's a way to include those things as well.
It's always just sounded much more simple to me. Just simplify this. Let's just make this easy. Because, I mean, how much does a tax preparer and accountant have to learn every year when it comes to upgrades and, additions to the code that they have to be up on?
Well, some people have said that it's redistributing wealth or income, but I don't see that it's any more hostile in that regard than the tax system we have now, where you got some people paying, is the low number 15 still? And the high number is 38, 39. Sure. That to me seems like redistribution of wealth or income more than just about anything else. I don't know. Anyway, your thoughts on this. Interested to hear what you think about that at 800-228-0550. Text comes in. I want to live in a country where the citizens are as proud to pay their taxes as they are to tithe. It takes teamwork to make a country as amazing as ours work like a well-oiled machine. It's not what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country. Less complaining and more motivation. Enough living for ourselves and hoarding our wealth. Well, here's the thing. I get the point, and I'm not going to argue with all of that. But the people that I know that do the best in life, now I might just know a certain group of people, the right people, and don't know the wrong people. But the people I know that have are some of the most generous people that I know. They give way more. Certainly, that's true of what we would see of people that. They claim to be folks in the church is that, we might do okay, but we give our money. Most people that I know are giving more than 10%. And some of the people that are doing the best are the ones that give the most. So I don't know. I just feel like that's your decision to make with your money. And for someone to say enough living for ourselves and hoarding our wealth, who am I to say how Kevin should spend his money?
Exactly.
Or how much he should give?
I do agree with less complaining and more motivation.
I'm with you on that.
If I want to hoard my wealth, I'll hoard my wealth.
There you go.
I want to give it all away, I'll give it all away. That's the beauty of living in America.
Absolutely. Sure is. We'll keep the conversation going right after this.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway, right in Mandan. A little snowy right now, but man, they have got the all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s. You gotta check them out, and they are taking orders for them. Great selection of pre-owned, 75-plus on the lot right now, certified pre-owned, best selection in the state. At SchwannBuickGMC.com, give them a call with any questions, 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
A lot of things going on in North Dakota's industry, western Minnesota as well, and how we power this economy that just, despite the best efforts of some in the administration, just keeps powering along. And earlier, Scott Hennen had a chance to catch up with Stephanie Sherbinski, Minn Kota Power's environmental specialist, talking about the face of IM Lignite. And that's, and here's a little bit of how that went.
Stephanie Sherbinski is with us from Minn Kota Power Cooperative today.
She is one of the faces of the I Am Lignite campaign, so we're going to talk a little bit about that experience. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
What do you do at Minn Kota Power, Stephanie?
I'm an environmental specialist, and there I take care of our water quality. So I monitor our permits with the water that we take in through the plant, and a few other with our spill response and a bunch of other reporting aspects to the state and federal government.
When you're having a conversation with somebody that's not in the lignite industry, how do you talk to them about the work you do?
I talk to people outside the lignite energy with confidence and pride because what I do for a living is really supplying a public service to them. And then I'm part of the environmental aspect of it. So that brings light to that, you know, they may know of somebody or just met of somebody that is truly working in an industry that sometimes gets a black eye to the environment, but the individual they're talking to works directly with the EPA and the state and making sure that we are doing our best due diligence to keep the air and water clean. So I'm very proud of where I work, and I try to show that to the public.
You bet, because you're on the clean air and clean water team, right?
Correct.
And do you find that people, you know, sort of believe a narrative about that and don't understand how much the industry cares about, in your case, clean water, clean air? I mean, do you feel like you're having to say, whoa, wait a minute, let me tell you the other side of this story?
And I run across that every once in a while, but for the most part, you know, a lot of people are interested into the coal industry in North Dakota, but we do have some of those, you know, that they read about it, they hear about it. The not so much truth about the industry. And so when you turn around, you're like, wait a minute, we live and breathe this stuff. We live right here next to it. We want clean air and clean water just like you guys do. And a lot of these people, they hope their kids stick around the area too. So it's not just for them, but it's for their future generations as well.
Absolutely. So day to day, what do you enjoy most about working in the lignite industry?
It's second nature to me because I grew up in the area. I grew up right here in the heart of coal country. And me, myself, just like a few others in this campaign, I'm also in a second generation coal miner, per se. My father is a diesel mechanic, and my uncles and aunts and my siblings work in the coal industry. So it's always been kind of second nature to me, and I always knew this is what I wanted to do growing up. So I thoroughly enjoy working with an industry that is supplying a good that all Americans need to pursue their dreams in today's world.
Yeah, thanks to Stephanie Sherbinski from Minn Kota Power doing some great work out there.
How lucky are we to be where we live?
Seriously.
The people we live around.
The energy capital of North America, that's
what
I'm calling it. All right, Larry and Mike are on the line. Larry wants to talk about taxes. Larry, we were talking about flat tax. Good idea or bad idea? What say you?
Well, I think it's a good idea myself. And you were also mentioning about the money going back to Mexico, but look at all the money we lose going out of the country for drugs, going all over the place. I really think that we need to start taxing those drug dealers that get caught hugely. The IRS can go in and estimate your income if you don't pay your taxes, and they'll go and charge you on their estimated amount.
Yeah, well, they should just take all their money if they're dealing drugs, and there shouldn't be taxing on that. That's 100% tax in my mind. Larry, thanks. Got to let you go, but thank you for the comment on that. I appreciate that. Mike wants to talk about sports, and can you still be a fan and be a good Patriot? Mike, what do you think?
Oh, hi. Hey, Steve and Todd. Well, one thing quick, flat tax, you guys are wasting your breath. It'll never happen. I hate sports. I hate professional sports so bad. Now, there's one sport that I would promote and sponsor, and that would be hunting and arresting down every evil Democrat and warmonger rhino like Kramer. Now, that would be a fun sport to watch.
Oh, okay. That's a little out there if we're going to hunt down senators. But I get your point on the sports thing. I understand what you're saying. Flat tax, I know you say it'll never happen, but they're doing it in Georgia now. And we talked about that a little bit earlier, and they're saying 95% of the people there are seeing a reduction in their taxes. So maybe it just has to work in a few places, and it'll seem like a better idea in more places. Mike, thanks for giving us a call. Appreciate that.
Well, text came in about the accounting lobby. We'll never let the tax code go a simple flat tax.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was an accounting lobby, but apparently there is.
There's an army of warriors behind just about anything.
Everything, yeah.
All right, well, Kev, thanks for keeping me company, buddy. Yeah, great job. And directing traffic, thanks to Chris Larson for keeping the trains running on time. And thanks to you for listening. What's on your mind? Scotty back tomorrow. Have a great day, friend. God bless and enjoy this blessed, sacred Holy Week. Take care.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com